Warning: the content in this podcast contains colorful language, spirited conversation, and some good old-fashioned ignorance. So get out of your bag and let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it then. This is the Cranberry Podcast, the podcast about absolutely nothing. So if there's nothing in your cup, please, by all means, fill that motherfucker up, man.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to start with being a little under the weather. Not necessarily under the weather, but I have a sinus infection going on here, so I'm going to probably sound sexier than I normally do. Please keep your panties on.
Wow.
Please, ladies.
How could they possibly contain
themselves? And gentlemen. Keep your panties on.
Yes, everybody.
Because it'd be some dudes with panties on. Remember that time we was in Santa Barbara?
Oh, yeah, he was having a good time.
Yeah, there's fucking panties on. So, Anyway, welcome to the pod. You know, we're going to do the same thing we do every week. We got a new drink for y'all, which is why I'm, sport coated out, because this is a premium beverage. It was told to me by a coworker. That's how I learned about it. I'm not really a tequila fan, if you will. You know, I like some tequilas, but I'm not really like huge on tequila. I'm not an aficionado, nothing like that. So
right, but we've been to some tequila festivals.
We've been to mad tequila festivals, so yeah.
And so we've learned quite a bit about tequila, you know, as we've gone along.
Absolutely.
And you know, we figured out some that we like.
Yep. I like some.
So, you know, it was kind of cool today to have this one.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's gonna taste like significantly different from the ones that we have tried that have been like less expensive. Right. But you know.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because this one was pretty fucking expensive. It costts about the same price as my cask.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, that's what we're doing here.
I'm going to drink my cask this year, though, too.
You're going to drink it this year?
Yeah, I think for my birthday, I'm going to drink it. Because I was just kind of thinking, like, you know, life is to live, you know, so I don't want to have something just to have it. I was like, yeah, I want to enjoy it.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, I was like, how long am I going to hold on to it for without drinking it? So I was like, for my birthday this year, that'll be my present to myself.
Nice. I think I'm going to drink mine at the 10-year mark.
When is the 10-year mark?
2026.
Okay.
So two more years.
Okay.
I'll just let it just rock out with its cock out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby. We'll make it happen.
Let me see. How old will you be in two more years? Will it be a significant
26,
birthday?
I'll be 46.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With the year.
Mine is easy, baby. So, how was your week? Tell me about your week.
You know what? I had an amazing week.
Why?
You know, I was about to tell you. Why are you rushing me? It was good just because it wasn't too difficult with work. You know, it was nice, you know, easy breezy, you know.
Sure.
If you will. And then yesterday I went out and I had a good time. You know,
what'd you do?
I went to one of my like a bar that I've enjoyed going to before. They've got like a live band, they got pool tables.
Right.
You know, I like, it's a vibe. So like I do like going there. So it was nice to go, and I wasn't expecting to be able to go yesterday. So that's even better.
Nice.
And I had fun, you know?
Nice. That's what's up.
What's up.
That's pretty cool. What about the rest of your week? That was it? Just work and that shit?
Yes. Yeah. Is that not enough?
No. I'm sorry.
Is that it?
My bad, y'all. Like, is that it? It's like, you didn't do nothing exciting?
How about you? Well, how was your week?
Same thing. I went to work. And, you know, it got interesting at work. It was a somewhat busy week at work. So it went by fairly quick. You know, my Friday went by like it was over quick. I looked up. It was already 2:00. I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah, I just couldn't wait to get it over with. I've been working a lot of overtime. So, excuse me. Nothing notable that I can think of in this moment. So, let's get on with it.
Yes.
Today's beverage is, fucking drum roll, please. It's going to be Tears of Llorona or Llorona. Now, again, this was told to me, or, you know,
recommended
to me. Sorry. by a coworker, and they was talking about this shit. We was actually supposed to like all three go half on this bottle, mm-hmm. you know, so $100 a piece, and then we was just gonna sit up on a random Tuesday and just drink it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, but you know, life happens, and we didn't end up making that happen. So, you know me, I was like, well, fuck it. Since we're on the pod and this is what we do anyway, I was like, well, let's just cop it, see what happens. Mm-hmm. And so we bought a bottle. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna see what the fuck it tastes like.
Now, what is it like? It looks like an añejo just because how dark it is. But what is it?
It's an extra añejo. All
right.
Yeah, it's an extra añejo. There's a little bit of a history with this particular bottle. Let's pour up.
All right. I got my cup ready.
All right, cool. So
you got to crack it open first.
I'm getting there. You want to tell me, do you know anything about tequila specifically?
Now, I did a little research about tequila because I was like, what is the history of tequila?
Sure.
And so I got a couple of things. Well, one, which I already kind of like was like looking at like the different kinds.
Yeah.
You know, the silver, reposado, añejo, and like what's the difference between the three of them.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was a difference, but the difference is, I guess, just like the process, of course, and how it's made. And so, right. Of course, the silver is not like aged at all. It's not put in any like barrels or any cask barrels or anything.
Okay.
The reposado does rest for 1 to 3 years.
Oh, shit.
And then the añejo rest for at least 3 years. Is that right? 3 years. Maybe it's the extra añejo that it's at least 3 years. But anyways,
that smells pretty good.
It increases over time, and so that's why it gets darker, you know, as you go along. You know.
Yeah.
So, and then I was reading about this whole worm idea.
I don't like the pour action. I'm listening.
About, you know, so you know how like people started putting like worms in like their tequila shots or whatever.
Yeah.
One, they were saying in Mexico that like people don't usually like take shots of tequila. It's more of like a sipping action.
That's right.
Kind of thing, like slowly like enjoy. And then the worm thing was just like a
tourist thing.
A touristy thing just to like make it fun.
Yeah.
Now, either way, I don't think I would have been drinking a worm, but, you know.
No. Let's go ahead and give it a sip here.
What's your thoughts?
As far as tequila goes, I mean, it tastes like a tequila.
It doesn't taste like a $300 tequila is what you're saying.
I can't say that because
it's not extra smooth or anything.
Well, again, I'm not like a specialist or anything.
I mean, it is good though.
It's good. That's what
but
I mean.
But it does taste like all the, and maybe we're not sophisticated enough, but it does taste like any other añejo tequila I would have.
It does taste like just like your average añejo, extra añejo. I mean, honestly.
Oh gosh.
Have I had better? Sure.
That's what I knew you were going to say. I was like, because I was like, y'all. You know, I was like, I actually like my little Terramana.
I like Terramana way better. But that's just because I'm not a tequila, like, I'm not a tequila, what is the word? What is the word I'm looking for? Connoisseur? I'm not a tequila connoisseur by no stretch.
But I do enjoy tequila. Let me see. Okay, so I had looked up, ancient origins of tequila.
Yeah.
The Olmecs, or later known as the Aztecs, used to drink this in religious rituals. It wasn't until the Spanish invaded, that the drink became more similar to what we know today.
Okay.
They said that like if the ingredient doesn't just say blue agave, that it's not like actually tequila, and that it's only can be produced in like 5 regions in Mexico.
Sure.
Just like how like you know, it's not really like a Chardonnay or something if it's not grown, the grapes aren't grown in a specific place. Yeah. Kind of like same
France
thing.
France or Italy or something like that.
In France. Uh-huh. So it's kind of the same thing with the tequila. It has to be grown in those regions.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and I assume that these are based on the research that I did. The guy who actually produced this tequila. Now, I'm going to say his name wrong. He's a master distiller. His name is German Gonzalez Gorachotegui. If you can say it better, go ahead and give it a shot.
I was going to try it.
Okay, give it a shot. Go ahead. Get the last name. The rest of that shit is easy.
I don't think I have the right.
Garache de cui.
This is a Spanish guy.
Yeah, Spanish guy. Okay. Gonzalez. Anyway, he's the son of a prominent tequila maker, Guillermo Gonzalez Diaz Lombardo. He created Chanaco. I guess it's tequila. It's the first ultra premium tequila imported into the United States. The very first bottle that this young man made was just for him and him alone. And then he let his friends taste it. And then in 2014, he released it. So when I went to go buy this, the guy who works at Total Wine, I was like, yo, let me get that Tears of Yerona. He was like, nah, it's Tears N'Darodona. I was like, okay, my nigga, like,
okay, extra.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You look at me, bro. I'm saying I'm English, so I didn't know what the fuck he was saying. So then he was like, yo, Tears of Yerona. It's not the L is silent, so it's Tears of Yerona. So
Tears La Rona.
The story of the Tears of Yerona is that there was this the myth basically is that it was a young woman scorned to madness and by her unfaithful husband. And the legend has it that she wanders around Mexico landscapes crying bitter tears of regret.
Oh, that's the story they tell little kids to scare them, right?
Yeah, so that's now. So he made this tequila and named it after this story that his father told him.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I was at the I was at the Total Wine, and I had the guy. Cause I was like, man, say that shit again. So I'm gonna actually connect my phone for this.
Oh, you had him say it?
Yeah, I had him say it for me. I was like, bro, say it again, and then I recorded it. So this is what it's supposed to sound like. This is how it's actually pronounced.
All right, let's see it.
Oh, that didn't work.
It didn't.
Is my volume up? My volume's up.
Turn my music up.
I don't know. Maybe I'll do this instead.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
On a side note, I really like your watch.
Thanks,
that
man.
Band is nice. The all black situation is really good.
Is it coming out of here or is it?
It might have been coming out of your phone. Hold on. Because I don't think I heard it in my headphones.
That's what that's okay. So I'll just put it in. This bullshit's not working. So this is how it's actually pronounced by Mexicans. I don't know. Oh, that's the wrong button.
Were you about to play something else?
Clusterfuck. Clusterfuck. Oh, what the fuck is going on here? I'm done with that. Okay.
And is the speaker at the top of the phone? Like where you would normally put your ear?
I don't know, but let's just give this a shot. So this is how it's actually, this is how Tears of Yerona is actually pronounced.
Lágrimas de la Llorona.
Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Lágrimas de la Llorona.
Lágrimas de la Llorona.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the verbiage behind that is tears of the one who cries.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the history behind your guy who made
now,
this tequila.
Unrelated but related adjacent question. Sure. When was the last time somebody made you cry?
Well, that's funny because I was going to ask you the same question. The last time somebody in a relationship made you cry is what I was going to ask. Let me get this fucking jacket off because if I cry, I don't want to be sweating too. Or maybe I do, so it'll mask the tears. But the last time somebody made me cry in a relationship or just generally?
I'm going to say just generally. And not like you were watching a commercial that touched you or... What was that other show that sometimes gets you? like just in real life.
Undercover Boss.
Oh yeah, it was Undercover Boss.
That's the last time I cried. I hadn't been to the gym in a long time, so my testosterone levels was down. I was eating a lot of
So are men not allowed to like be touched by situations?
Men are allowed to be touched by situations, just not in public.
You weren't in public. You were in your living room.
Well, you asked the question. I answered the question.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I didn't say I wasn't supposed to cry. I just wasn't supposed to do it in public is all.
No, fair enough.
Yeah. So what about you?
But you didn't tell me the last time you cried.
That was the last time I cried.
No. Okay. I said not. It can't be something like that. I'm like in real life.
That was real life. Was I on
you
camera?
You were watching. Okay, because then I'm just going to say the last time was when I was watching a movie. Like, I think anybody could say that.
So you want to know when the last time somebody specifically made me cry?
Yes.
The last time someone specifically made Big Daddy cry? That's a good question. I'm going to say 1996.
Oh, wow.
Are you asking a real question? I'm giving you a real answer here.
What happened in 96?
In 96, I was in a relationship with some weirdo, and we broke up, and I cried.
Gotcha.
Last time that happened, bub. Last time that happened, that I can think of in this moment. I can't think of anybody, specifically that somebody. Do you know the last time I cried? That somebody made me cry?
I do know, but I'm not going to say it on the pod.
Okay.
And it wasn't in 96.
All right. We're going to cut this part out. Go ahead and tell me.
Okay. Maybe you had been drinking a lot that day, but sure. It was when we were in your other apartment in Long Beach. It was during COVID.
I know exactly
what and, you're talking about. So you know what I'm talking about?
Nobody made me cry.
You don't think so?
Who made me cry?
You said you were really upset about I forgot what I did, but I did something and made you upset. And then you brought you to tears. Like, why would you, bring that up? Da 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 da.
No, I don't remember it that way. I think I was just like, you didn't make me cry. I was crying, I guess, because, I had these like pent up feelings. I repress a lot, so I had some shit that affected me. It triggered me. Some shit that just normally in my heart. I push down, I just push it way down, I just pretend like it doesn't bother me. And then when we had that conversation, then I was dropping tears like a 2-year-old baby girl.
I think we were talking about my mom a little bit, I think. Like she's a person.
Again, that's not somebody making me cry.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's like me watching a movie. Okay, it's the same thing. Okay. Somebody did something to me and then I cried is what that's how I took that.
Okay. All right. So for me, the last time somebody made me cry, it probably was fairly recently though. Like somebody did something that made me really cry. Oh, it was, I'm not gonna say who it was, but it was basically a situation where I thought things were going to progress in a relationship and it did not progress that way.
Oh, shit.
Because an incident occurred. And then afterwards, I was really bummed and like a little depressed for a few days.
So you were or are entertaining a relationship of some sort?
Yes, I am.
Well, news to me, nigga. How's it going?
Not good.
No, that's not news to me. That I completely understand.
No, it's
I've known you a long time.
I think that I had been friends with the person before,
sure.
And so I think it's an adjustment to go from like just friends to like maybe exploring not being friends. In the movies, though, they make it look like it's just like a simple like we had this moment and now
but
they're transitioning.
They cut out a lot of shit. You didn't see them get up, brush their teeth that morning, take a shit. There's a lot of stuff they cut out. What I'm saying?
I think me and that person have like thrown the idea around.
Sure.
But I don't know. You know, you never know. And so we'll see. But yeah, definitely entertaining the thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. So it's not going well, but you're still optimistic.
Well, okay. Let me rephrase. It's not that okay. It's not going well. Okay. It's just, you know, I'm not sure. Like what's gonna come out of it, you know?
Like, so, okay.
There's been some barriers and some challenges where I thought like, oh, this should be easy, and it wasn't as easy as I thought.
Yeah, I think anytime anyone goes into a situation like, oh, this shit gonna be easy, they are normally disappointed.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I was like, oh, like, of course. Like, this should not be a problem. I obviously like this person. There are some, like, oh, like, subtle adjustments to be made that I was like.
Question.
Yes.
So if it does not work out with that person, like, are you going to cry? Are we going to be able to come back in here and then you'll be like, well, I cried. Somebody else made me cry. You know what?
I might. Because I think if it doesn't, then I'm going to work out that I'm going to be really disappointed, I think.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. All right. That's what's up, buddy. That's what's up. So, yeah, that's weird that I was going to ask you the same question you asked me because I was like, tears of the Yorona. Duh.
Okay. So we were talking to somebody recently.
Sorry.
And we've just had like, you know, we talk about relationships in general and like how they can be tough. You know, I hope that we talk about the positive things also and not just the negative. But we probably spend more time talking about the negative things than the positive
most
things.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
We're very negative people.
But I guess my question for you then is like, What is something that you enjoy? One thing that you enjoy about like actually being in a relationship?
That's a very good question because I can't think of one fucking thing right now. That's real.
So you're enjoying being single?
I'm having a blast, man. If I put something down and I come back 2 days later, still there. Ain't nobody moved it. Ain't nobody moved it, and then it was like, oh, I don't know. I need it to be there when I get back. Like, it's supposed to be in the middle of the floor, bitch. So
okay, but you could, but yeah, but if your kids were here, it'd be the same thing. It would probably also get moved.
Nah, because again, yeah, that's why kids don't live here. But I'd be like, hey, motherfucker, you know, I can whoop their ass. You know what I'm saying? All you gonna do is call Children's Service. Like, good, get this little motherfucker out. Shit, you take over the payments. So,
okay.
Yeah. They're going to be on refinance.
Okay, so you can't think of any good anything that you thoroughly enjoy about being in a relationship.
Nah, I can't think of anything, man.
Is there anything that you thoroughly enjoy about being a father?
Oh, I love every bit of being a father. Being a father is different because, you know, it's like you personally are responsible for the well-being, the safety, and the success of this human, you know? When I was younger, I believe wholeheartedly that parents were still like trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, you were raised a certain way, and then they were, and then it just kind of trickles down, and then every generation learns from the other one, you know, what to and what not to do. Not to be racist or racial, on Joe Budden's podcast, they say make it racy. But basically, you know, the white people taught their children how to like be successful. You know, they let them do whatever the fuck they want to do. Let them run around, call them bitches and shit. Like, I wish that could happen. I wish when my mother said, go down there and wash the dishes, I'm like, damn, bitch, I wish I could have did that. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't be here today. So
even vicariously, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. My mother almost threw my brother down a flight of stairs. Like, she caught herself, but she jammed that nigga up against the wall and she was about to toss that nigga down the stairs. So Yeah, my mother
what'd he do? Like, I'm just kidding. Smart mouth.
Yeah, he didn't even have a smart mouth. He walked out the room with aggression, and she wasn't having that. He didn't even say nothing. He just walked out the room with a, like, oh, shit, oh, going down the stairs.
Were you the type of brother that would, like, laugh if your brother was getting, like, punished?
I'm going to say this. Okay. And black households know exactly what I'm talking about. There's nothing funny about that. Okay. There was nothing funny about that situation when it's happening. Uh-huh. You're going to laugh about it later. But in the moment, that shit ain't funny. That shit is serious. It looked like something serious is finna happen. Somebody's finna get hurt.
So you was the ooh? Like,
nah, I wasn't that guy. Because that would have just, all she would have just did, like, oh, you want some of this shit too, huh? Yeah, my mother was agitated. Yeah. So, back to the original point, which is, you know, I love being a father because I like being able, what I've learned about myself is that I have this really weird gift of lecturing people. Yeah.
Yeah. You do.
It's a really weird gift.
I wouldn't call it a gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift. It's 100% a gift because it works. And it actually, it does. I'm sorry to tell you that it does work.
Well, it works with children.
It works with adults.
I'm going to have to veto.
Well, you can veto all you want, but you're not with me 24 hours of the day. So you don't know all the people that I've touched and affected. So okay,
you're right. I can only speak from one perspective.
Exactly. Okay. And that means bupkis to everybody. So generally speaking, yeah, I have this weird gift of, like, I don't want to call it lecturing. I'll call it motivational speaking.
I like the reframe. Yeah, I really like that reframe.
It's motivational speaking. I like to give people a real talk about whatever. You have a real aspect and a real view on what is going on here. Now, when I tell you, I'm not telling you with, you know, anything in mind that's going to benefit me.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to you and I'm telling you what's up, it's only to benefit you. Even if, when it benefits you, it does not benefit me. To tell you, if I gain nothing, like,
give me an example of what you're talking about.
Well, I can't give you an example right off. Well, okay, I'll give you an example. I was dating some young lady. It was in her best interest to leave the state, and I told her to leave the state because it's in her best interest. It wasn't in my best interest for her to leave the state, but, you know, because we had a bond of some sort. So it wasn't in my best interest for her to leave the state, but I still told her to leave. I've had talks with my brother who mm-hmm. got out of prison. I'm not going to say which one because I have, like, lots of brothers, but he got out of prison, gave him a good talking to. I told him exactly what he should be doing. He started doing that. He made some money. He guys built a life for himself. And he is a really good man because he takes care of a lot of people. He takes care of a lot of people with not a lot of money, but he will spend his last dollar taking care of, you know, his family, you know, and I really appreciate that.
You have that quality though, too. Now, with the layer of Oscar the Grouch. Now, you just got to get through that Oscar the Grouch layer.
So I'm trash is basically what you said. You trash, nigga.
I didn't say that. I said that you're grouchy.
Oscar the Grouch lives in a trash can.
But because I've seen you go above and beyond for, like, family and people that you care about.
To an extent.
Well, yeah. Once they mess up, though, that's a done data for
them. I got $1, and it's either help you or help me. Helping me.
Yeah, you say that, but at the same time, I just... And maybe I'm biased. I am biased because I'm your friend. But I don't see you, like, if you only had $1, you're going to figure out how you can feed both of us. I don't see you just being like, I'm going to take care of me.
I wouldn't do that. I would definitely buy a double cheeseburger for $1 cut in half.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I said you got a good heart, too. You just, it's underneath that layer of Oscar the Grouch. You're going to say no first. You're going to talk mess. You're going to do a lot of things. But you're still going to, like, look out.
That is the literal explanation of a compliment on a trash can lid. Literal. This is art at work. Yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, you're right. I guess sometimes I'm a softie. You know,
often you are a softie.
I'm not, bro.
Well,
I'm hard
me,
right now.
Oh God, please. It's only the two of us here, so that's a little weird. But all right,
we got a whole team back there. Everybody, cheer. Nobody fucking
so, so now you hard on the team.
There's some very attractive young ladies and young gentlemen back here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking shit. Yeah. There's nobody here but us, and I'm not really hard, obviously. If I got hard, this room would get dark. Let's be honest.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
What the confidence.
I'm just shit. It's the tears, man. It's the tears, man.
Oh, man.
It worked fast. It worked fast.
I would say that, too. It did give me a good little buzz quickly.
Yeah, and but I hadn't had nothing to eat. You ate cold pizza. I haven't eaten anything.
How'd you know I ate pizza?
This is not a mansion. I can see everything you do in this fucking small ass
apartment. I was like, man, I already know how you are. And I was like, and I didn't, you know, I knew you wasn't going to move fast because you not feeling the best. So I was like, man, if I don't eat a little something, I was like, I'm going to be sitting there hungry.
As fuck. But that's bullshit.
I'm going to be trying to rush through the pod.
Yeah, I get you.
Well, I found food here. Yeah. That's why I had the cold pizza.
Yeah. My apartment is not set up to stay long. Purposely.
But no.
Yeah.
You got food in there.
Yeah, but like you gotta be like you either just don't like to eat or you know you have a worse condition than I do. You know your conditions are worse at home. Like if you here because like it's like frozen French fries in there, maybe a couple of frozen salmon.
Yeah, but you eat every day.
I eat out every day.
Not well. Yeah. I know I was gonna bring food over here to cook too.
Should have. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Well. All right. So moving on.
Moving on.
Got another question for you.
I'm listening.
So since you love being a father so much.
Love that shit.
Would you ever consider if you met somebody you really, really liked and they wanted one baby, would you have one more?
Let me just start by saying my son is a respiratory therapist.
Mm-hmm.
My middle daughter is going to college in Arizona. And my youngest has a 4.0 grade point average on the honor roll, and she will
just to brag real quick.
Just to brag real quick about my fatherly skills. She's having some kind of ceremony coming up in a couple of weeks. So yeah, fatherhood bow did that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Won, nigga, winning. So what was the question again?
Would you have one more if your partner really wanted?
Absolutely
really
fucking not.
Not even considering. No,
I tell women that yeah, we can do that all the time. I'm lying my ass off.
Why are you lying to them?
Because I don't care about them. That's the real answer.
Well, then if you don't care, why don't you just tell the truth?
Well, that's because I have to insert myself into them somehow.
Ew.
I'm just joking. I'm just trying to be a shock jock at this point. No. No. I don't. I definitely don't want any more kids. I make that known. I make that clear.
Okay, so you are honest with them.
Oh, yeah. No, I was joking. Jesus Christ. This is a podcast. Please. Everybody, this is entertainment. Can we be entertained by my ignorance, please?
Okay, so even though you love being a father, no more kids for you. Three is the the max.
Yeah, I'm done.
And you can't think of any benefits to being in a relationship, but you are seeking one potentially, eventually.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm gonna be completely honest with the pod. And you asking me this on the pod is a little weird, but
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I don't mind answering on the pod or off the pod. But if I decide to get into a relationship, so many things have to align. You know, the things that I want out of a relationship are generally very difficult to find.
Yes.
Very difficult.
You're pretty picky.
I am super
every
picky.
Time you go out like on a date or something, or you meet someone, and I'm like, oh, like, what happened? Why didn't it work out? You always got some dumbass reason. Like, go. Oh, she looked to the left a little bit too far. Like, what?
And so we were talking about a young lady last night. Now, I don't know if she listens to this pod, but we were having a discussion about, oh, well, you know, somebody asked, well, like what? Because you were like, oh, yeah, it's usually something really small why he dismisses
them. Oh, yeah. We were having
I said I would tell you, but I wouldn't tell, you know, everybody at the table. So, I'll tell you on the pod. Now, I don't know if this young lady listens to the pod, so please, you say nothing because I don't want you to divulge information that would potentially, you know, give this away, but it was her teeth. Mm. Yeah. Them shits was just, I didn't notice it until it was too late, but they were just, let's call them stained.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? To be very honest with you, I have no idea who you're talking about. So I don't think I could have divulged anything anyway.
You could have divulged information of the description of the person.
Oh, but I don't know who it is.
You don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, her teeth were, let's just call them stained. And that's what did it for me. I was like, nah, I can't do that.
Stained teeth. All right.
And my shit is mad stained.
You know crazy, what? Right? Let me see. Well,
crazy, right?
I don't know if there's been like a reason why, like a petty reason or like a, you know, or whatever reason why I didn't talk to somebody. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I know that there probably has been because sometimes, you know, it's the small things and just on certain days you just be like, you know what? I cannot with it today.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, because I try my best to be pretty open. But I, like I've said before on this pod, like, I find myself not really interested in most men in a general sense. Like, it takes a special personality to, like, actually capture me. And I have to be in the right mind space. Like, I'm, you know, I'm very monogamous mentally by nature. And so it's hard for me to, like, if I like anybody a little bit, everybody else, I might talk to them, hang out with them, whatever, but they don't have a chance. Like, it's not even a consideration in my mind, even if I'm, like, hanging out with you. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not. I don't want anything from you. And I really wish that I was able to do that because there's plenty of people who can date multiple people and whatever, whatnot, and be into it. I'm just not one of those people.
Right. And, you know, nothing is cookie cutter, so nothing's going to work for everybody. That's just not going to happen. We all different, and that's what makes us special, and that's what makes life so interesting. I guess what I would like to ask you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you look I'm really like, interested.
Yeah, you have like, well, a question for
oh,
me?
Oh, shit, there's a question oh, here? So these days, there's this, like, wave of... Damn, you gonna let me get to it? I'm gonna pull that shit out on you. Damn, I was getting there. Relax. So, no, I was. There's like this big wave of like women who are now being okay with being in a what is it called? Like a poly, I guess. It's a poly type. Relationship situation where, you know, there's multiple women and one man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you feel? Is that something that you could get into?
No.
Okay.
I think I've had my own. Unfortunately, some of the men that I've dated in the past have not always been the most faithful or focused on me. So I think I have my own hang-ups about it. It has nothing to do with a person. It has nothing to do with polygamy in a general sense. I think if it works for you and that person, then that's beautiful. But I think for me, it would mess with me too much. I think it would do additional damage as opposed to like putting me in a place where I feel, you know, honored in the way that I want to feel honored in a relationship. So unfortunately, no, that couldn't be something I could be okay with. Okay. Is that something that you would be interested in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 100% interested in something like that. I was watching something on IG. I believe it was IG. Mm-hmm. And it was like nine bitches. It was like nine bitches. And eight of them was bad. Mm-hmm. Eight of them was bad. And it was just this one guy. And they all were like, yeah, this is our relationship. And they were all just like solid. Now, I don't know if there was a lot of carpet munching going on in that situation, but
hardwood floors, most people. So I'm just joking.
Whatever.
I'm
joking. So I don't know. You know, I don't know the full details of it all. But I was like, oh, that looks pretty solid. I don't think I could do nine, but I could do two. I could 100%.
Well, what for you would be the difference between nine and two? Like, why not nine? Just out of curiosity.
A lot of bitches to take out, bro. We got to get an expedition. Like, I got a fucking two-seater damn near. That back seat is only enough to, like, you know, throw clothes and shit in. Like, gotcha. You know?
So just the amount of, like, time and the ease of travel, you're just like, oh, I would rather just two.
I can manage two women. I can manage two women and make them both feel special. I can't do nine.
Okay.
Nine is pushing it. Because, yeah. You know, it's at some lot, point, it's going to be one I don't like. Like, bitch, I don't even like you.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of feelings to manage. It's a lot of people's thoughts and ideas and feelings to validate and all of that. You know, to actually cultivate a full relationship. I mean, it's hard to cultivate nine close friendships, let alone nine close romantic relationships. Yeah. Because exactly. Most people, as far as like best friends go, have like maybe two or three, maybe on average.
Two or three best friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, because of how much time you have to invest.
You want more tears?
I do.
Thirsty ass bitch. Gonna drink up my $300 bottle right now?
No, you don't even like it.
I do like it. I can't open it, but I like it. We're gonna have to do this a weird way because it looks like
you just take my glass.
You can move it. You don't have to be all. You can move the fucking arm
because I already got it in the perfect place.
But if you push it, it's gonna just come back to the same place. There you go. Look at you. Look at you learning. Look at us learning.
Why you gotta be passive aggressive? Oh, that's a lot.
It's all good. It's only $300.
Only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to start asking you to invest in this pod. I need $300 for the bottle.
Nah, okay. You wanted that shit. You didn't even ask me.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I don't need you to help it at all.
Oh yeah, you pissed the money bags lately. You got money.
I do not have money. Don't please even put that on the pod. Don't even put that shit on the pod, fam.
He does it. I'm just joking.
I'm broke. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment that I had to turn one of my rooms into a fucking podcast studio.
Yeah,
we
got
I'm
that
broke.
Big old chain on.
Somebody you know, gave me this.
Got your rainbow roads on.
I found these.
In your size, huh?
I found them. They not my size. Look how small these shits is. My feet in there like this. My feet ready to punch somebody. These motherfuckers is small. They are super small. Like, that's why I don't wear them. This is like maybe the third time I've ever put them on my foot. And I've had them over 10 years. I've probably had them 12 years.
I really like those shoes a lot, though.
Yeah, I've had them like almost 12 years. And this is like the third time I've actually put them on. Everybody take a look at this. Bow! Look at that shit right there. Oh, bow! Wow. Look at that rainbow shit. And another reason I stopped wearing them is because I thought motherfuckers was going to start thinking I was gay. Because they rainbow. Like, nigga, they rainbow.
You can't even see it. Like,
you can't see it. If my foot was on the floor.
You're standing on your feet. I mean, you really have to be. I don't think so.
Bro, that's rainbow. No,
oh, who cares if they think? Who cares if they think you're gay?
I care.
Why?
Because I'm not gay. Who cares if they think you a man? That's kind of bullshit.
I would be a little bothered.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, oh, you thought I was a man?
Oh, is something wrong with being a man? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You see how that shit works both ways? Gay people?
Oh God, yeah. You're silly.
Yeah. So, I was gonna say something right now, but I said I probably shouldn't do it. Done that.
Oh my goodness.
But I am gonna tell you off the pod what? About. I'm not gonna talk to you about it on the pod. But you I am gonna it reference up. It. And I encourage. And let me start.
You're just laughing too much. What is happening? This must not be something I'm going to like.
Listen, I just want to say publicly that I have not seen a second of this shit, but I've heard of it, and it sounds fun to watch.
What?
Jared Carmichael.
Oh, Gerard Carmichael.
Okay, if that's how you pronounce it. Because some people say Jared, some people say Gerard.
Of his when he was talking about being gay? No.
That's old news.
there's another. So what are you talking about?
Okay. Again, let me be clear. I have not seen a second of this new whatever it is.
Oh, it's new. Okay.
But Gerard Carmichael has a new show.
Okay.
And it's basically a, I don't know how they categorized it, kind of like Big Brother, or not even Big Brother because the cameras are obvious, but he's basically doing a show about his life.
Okay.
Okay, he's gay, he's out the closet, and X, Y, and Z. From what I understand, it's a good watch.
Okay.
It's a good watch.
So why are you laughing and stuff?
I'm laughing because I have not seen a second of it, and I can't really give... You know, I can't give an opinion about the show because I've never seen it. But what I've heard, yeah, pretty entertaining.
You have an opinion about what you've heard.
I have an opinion about everything. I have an opinion about Captain fucking Crunch. That doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that because I've never seen the show, it just sounds like a good watch.
Gotcha. I haven't even heard of it, to be honest.
But some of the pieces of the show, I'm like, I don't want to watch that specifically. Because it sounds dangerous.
You got some homophobia.
See how we said that at the same time? I said it sounds dangerous, and you immediately jumped to homophobia? That's not cool. That's not cool.
You know what? I did jump.
You can't
that.
Just run around just calling just... people homophobic. Not these days. You can't do it.
Isn't can't that they it. Say it? What's the whole pause situation? I always think that that's weird, a weird custom.
What is?
Like to say pause.
It's a weird custom?
I think so.
Why do you consider it weird?
Well, why do you have to declare that you're not trying to be like to...
Do you understand the pause situation?
I thought I did. Okay, explain it to me.
No, I want to hear why you.
I thought it was basically the equivalent of like a no homo.
It's not.
Okay, what is it?
So pause generally is it's self-explanatory. I said something, you pause before you try to come with the jokes.
Okay.
Obviously, I said something that could be considered out of context, no matter what it is.
Gotcha.
And then I'm pausing you, not pausing myself to say no homo. Because even if you say no homo, let me be clear. If you say no homo, it's not because, homos are bad. Like, I understand emotions, and I understand people who have these, you know, feelings. I get it. It's not like anybody's disregarding feelings. It's more about, you know, self-preservation. You know, it's just like if you said something pertaining to you looking, sounding, feeling like a man, and then somebody said, you would say pause. You know, like if you like what you, I don't know if you want me to put this on the pod, but I can bleep this out. But you used to always be like, I wish I had a dick for a day.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'd say something like pause, because obviously you don't want to be a man. You're a woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the exact same thing as
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. I don't mind you put this on the pod. I would love to know what it's like to have a dick for a day. You know, like,
how many bitches would you fuck if you had a dick for a day?
How many?
How many bitches would you fuck? Like, if you had a 12 and a half inch dick.
12 and a half.
12 and a half inch dick, and that motherfucker was thick. It was thicker than a, it was thicker than a,
I don't know. I don't know how many, but I would definitely want to experience it, because I would be curious of what it feels like. I would want to know what it feels like to have your dick sucked. Like, I would want to know what that, all of that feels like. What it's like to just, you know, pee, or just like walk around with it in a general sense. Like, I would go on a jog. Like, it's like,
bitch, I will slap the shit out of you. I would go on a jog. That is the most random shit. Because I want to feel it slap my leg. Yes. I want to see, like, what my thigh feels because like.
I don't know what it feels like to have something there. So I would want to know. And like, and all,
oh my,
like,
God. Oh my God. I would go on a jog. That is the most randomest shit I've ever. I want a dick so I could go on a jog. What? A jog? You can go on a jog now.
No, because
I need a dick to do it. Why?
I didn't say that. I just said I would be, I was listing out all the things that I would do. And
a jog.
Stop laughing at me. Oh, God. But because when you have, okay, obviously with boobs, when you run, like, you know, it feels away, usually heavy, and it kind of hurts. So I'd be curious if a dick would feel the same. You know, dicks are not as big as boobs, but you know.
There are dicks as big as boobs.
Does it
hurt? Oh, there's this one chick at my job.
Does it hurt when you run? Like, if you don't have something holding it? Like,
when I run, the earth shakes my dick so big. It just, that earthquake they felt over there in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my dick. I went on a jog, bro.
Why you gotta laugh?
I shouldn't have. See, you see how fat I am? I was trying to get some exercise, and Taiwan paid for it. They paid for it.
Anywho.
Did you see that fucking building that was just linked and sitting there like the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
No.
Oh, you ain't been watching the news.
No.
So that fucking earthquake, a building just basically tipped over, bow, and stopped. Now, I have questions.
Okay.
How the fuck is this building strong enough to stay like this, but wasn't strong enough to stay like this? That's so goddamn weird. Mm. It didn't fall. But it was like this, bro. Like, if you were standing under, you'd be scared. Because it was like at least a...
Maybe it was an act of God.
It was like a 15 to 20 story building.
Mm.
Like this. So you're strong enough to do this, but not strong enough to do this? That's crazy. I don't know what... They had a kickstand on that building or something, man. Didn't fall. Anyway... My bad. I apologize for going on that jog and making you niggas. I killed a lot of people.
Apparently, see, you can't even understand what I'm trying to say. You make it fun when really it's a serious thing.
That's not serious. Is that the serious about I need a dick so I can go on a jog? Well, nigga, you don't. Everybody is okay with you jogging right now.
But aren't you curious about some things? Like, if you were to be a woman for a day,
nope.
And there's certain things that you would want
to
experience?
I don't want to feel anybody sticking anything inside of me. In a, I don't even like going to the dentist. My nigga, get that fucking tool out of my mouth, bro. The pause. You're welcome.
All right, but okay, but you wouldn't want to know what it feels like to, like, get all dressed up, or like, you know, to be treated like a woman, like in no form or fashion,
yes.
For things to be catered to you, like,
yes, I would love nothing more than for men to just give me all of their money, take me out on dates. I can eat for free, drink for free. I don't have to do anything but show up. I would love nothing more than to do that.
That would be fun. Like, if you like turned into like a 20 year old. Girl and went to Vegas, you would have a fucking blast. You wouldn't spend a dime.
I wouldn't spend a dime. I would not spend a dime, and I wouldn't give up anything. I would my time was all you'd get.
Exactly.
I gave you my time. Now give me all your money. Buy my drinks. Feed me. Pay for my hotel. Pay for my car service. Pay for me to gamble. and then go home. Like, get out of my face.
It was like when we went to Vegas once. This was years and years ago.
That was a very long time ago.
And
tell them how Big Daddy pimped you out. Tell him how Big Daddy pimped you out.
This older white man. I don't know. Jay must have went to the bathroom.
Nope. See, I knew you weren't going to tell the story right.
Where were you? I was standing right there.
I was standing right there.
He just rolled up on me and you. But okay, but this is the funny part.
You're not going to tell it right.
Okay,
I remember it.
Okay, he came and offered and bought me a drink. You took steps back. Like, you backed up.
On purpose.
To give space.
I was like, you better get that drink. I turned around like, nope. I didn't back up. So what happened was we were sitting at the Cosmo.
Yeah.
And at the Cosmo, they had like a bar. And then like right behind the bartender, there was a platform. And they would have dancers and shit. They were like performing and shit. And we were sitting there at the bar and shit. And I'm a broke ass nigga. So it was some, I don't know if he was Russian or whatever the fuck. He wasn't American. And he wanted to buy you drinks. And I was just like, you better get them drinks. I turned the fuck around.
He minded his own business.
I'm not buying them. But thank you, sir. You just saved me $30. I appreciate it. Is there anything that I can do for you? Shit. Got me fucked up. I was like, boy, please, if you don't buy them drinks, nigga, you just saved me some money. Nigga, I was, thank God. God, did you send him to me? You still love me.
But there is nothing better than being that age, being with a group of girls and just like, you know, having a blast. And, you know, when I go for a bachelorette party, other than my room, I don't think we paid for anything hardly. Yeah. Maybe to eat, like, you know, like breakfast or something. But the rest of the day, it was just like, oh yeah, you can come in this club for free. You go in, you dance around some guy's table, get drinks for free. Like, everything was like, you have to pay for nothing. And then the one time somebody brought their boyfriend or something, and then they're like, okay, you guys all have to pay. We're like, you know what? We're going to go to the next place without y'all. Y'all can stay here.
Yeah, y'all chill out. Y'all chill out.
Because you're not about to have your boyfriend make us pay to get in now.
Yeah, and we don't have to? Are you fucking kidding me?
No. I was like, okay.
Yeah, y'all can't kick it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. They're like, oh, no, they're not with us.
Yep. I don't know them.
So that's what ended up happening, is that if we went anywhere together and she brought her dude, then they went in there on their own, and then the rest of us girls would go in and not have to pay.
Must be nice. Hey, listen, there's an advantage on both ends.
Yeah.
There's an advantage on both ends.
Yeah.
So that's perfectly fine.
Then you don't have to deal with people like trying to grope you or people coming up saying really inappropriate things.
Yes, I do.
As a man?
As a man. Are you joking? Look at me.
So you've had your ass squeezed by a woman before?
100%.
That you weren't dating?
100%.
Oh.
Okay. All right,
everybody.
So now we just like...
So you bit out
Since I don't know about it, it didn't happen? Okay.
So just some random person, while you just out minding your business that you don't know, a stranger comes up and grabs your ass?
Yeah. Well. I've been assaulted. I know you want to like try to make it super specific so that you can like say, oh, ha, got your ass. But no, my nigga, I've been assaulted in public by someone I do not know. It's just that simple. I don't have to
say.
I don't have to say like, oh, were you by a guy who? Sorry, God damn it! You can't say that word. Can't fucking hate that. You can't say it.
Okay. Has anybody ever grabbed your dick before?
Yes.
That you didn't know.
Yes, at work.
At work.
At work. It was a patient.
Oh, that's fun.
It wasn't fun because I'm not gonna tell you. See, y'all thought the alcohol was gonna make me tell on myself.
I have never had anybody assault me at work.
I'll tell you this, that person will never grab another person's dick again.
What did you say to them?
Listen, buddy, I'm not incriminating myself on this pod. You can, but I'm not.
You must have said something.
I didn't say I said anything. Mm. I'm just telling you, I'm not telling you.
Mm.
So it did happen at work, and it'll never happen again. So
that's crazy.
Most of the time when I get like, it's this fucking lady at my job. She's a patient's mother, or she's a patient's daughter. And, you know, she just kept, it made me uncomfortable. You know, she kept talking, oh, he's a hunk and all of this. And I'm
he's a hunk. White?
Does that sound like something a black person would say? Have you ever heard a black woman say he's a hunk?
Never.
Then we don't have to. We don't have to. Yeah. We don't have to do that.
In the history of never.
Yeah, never. So, yeah, she like, and it just made me uncomfortable. I had that patient for 12 hours.
He's such a hunk. Yeah. That's going to be my nickname for you from now on.
Don't. Please don't.
Hey, hunk.
Yep. I'm uncomfortable. I'll take you to HR. I'll take you to HR. I'll take you right to HR. Funny. We'll be sitting there and there will be tears.
Hey, unrelated topic. Did you do the little glasses and watch the eclipse?
Give me a second. No, I still got a dick.
A lot of people still got one. Were like all excited about it. I didn't either. Like, I could tell because I was sitting in my apartment. I had the window up, so I could see that the light was a little different outside.
Was it?
It kind of was like a darker kind of yellow, I guess, if you will. Like,
was it?
A little bit, but
it wasn't.
The lighting looked different. The lighting did look different.
Not to me, man. I was at Costco. I walked in Costco. I bought one thing.
You got out of Costco and only bought one thing? You're like a unicorn.
I am a unicorn.
Nobody gets out of Costco and only bought the thing they went in there for.
Nobody. Nobody does that.
I tried that the other day and I came out with, I was like, you know what, but I need all of these things.
I did buy a $200 fan. So.
Okay. That was the only thing you went in there for, though.
Yeah, I went in there just for the fan. Bought the fan. Got up out of there. But when I came out. When I came out, all the workers and some fucking patrons were in the parking lot with they fucking $13, $14, $15 glasses and shit. They looking up at the sky. I'm walking to my car like, bro, this just looks like a regular cloudy day. I just kept on pushing. Like, none of that shit looked crazy to me at all. Like, nigga, I don't know what y'all niggas is looking at. But absolutely not. I'm not doing any. I don't care about no eclipse. First of all, it didn't even affect us the way it affected. Like, if it was on another, if it was like in the path,
yeah,
where it got like dark for 14 minutes, I would entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
But you talking about, we only was able to see 13 to 30% of the fucking thing.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a little.
Oh, so okay. it got a little cloudy for a minute. If you niggas don't shut the fuck up, get the fuck out of here with that.
So you didn't appreciate it then?
No, not at all. Mm. Yeah, somebody else was like, this ain't gonna happen for another 20 years. That's bullshit. that's bullshit. It's not gonna happen here for another 20 years. But it's gonna happen somewhere else in like another 5 to 10 years. Yeah, look that up. It's gonna happen in Greenland or somewhere.
I wanna go see the Northern Lights. We should go get one of those igloos that has the glass ceiling.
You should.
You wouldn't do it with me?
No, I'm good.
Why?
I'm good. I just said that.
Because it's cold?
No. I love the cold. You look cold in here right now. I keep it cold.
I'm going to convince you to go. We're going to do a bunch of stuff. I got all kind of vacations planned. And Jay's the perfect travel buddy because he doesn't ask no questions. All he asks is, what days do I need to take off? And then if I plan an entire trip, he's just gonna be like, all right, I guess that's what we doing. And if it's somewhere he wants to go or something he wants to do, he may throw in like, ooh, I wanted to go to, you know, this restaurant or do this activity.
Yeah.
And he gonna throw in like one or two things, maybe. And the rest of it I just plan. So yeah, I disregard him when he says he doesn't want to go certain places. I'm like, if I basically set everything up, you gonna go.
So possibly.
There's never been a time where I wanted to go somewhere, plan the trip, and you didn't go.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, I don't like to do. I don't like to plan.
The only place like that you said you really didn't want to go was Mexico. That was the only place where you kind of were like, nah, I'm not going. Like, even if you planned and I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm not going to Mexico.
But anywhere else so far.
I don't like Mexico for the simple fact that them niggas is rude over there. The service is horrible. I don't know if me specifically, if I'm just getting like kind of snooty or whatever.
Yes, you're snooty.
Maybe.
I'm also snooty.
I'm really not, I don't really appreciate a lot of different services being provided to me. I went to a place that I love going to. It's like one of my favorite places, and I just hated the service that when I went recently, and I'll never go back now because I don't like the. That's how y'all serve me. All right, cool. Fuck y'all there. I don't need to spend my money. That's the
place
here.
We went to recently.
Yeah, that's a recent place that I went
yesterday.
To. I said it was somewhere I went recently.
Oh.
So I'm not going back because, you know, if you can't, listen, I'm not asking to have my ass kissed, but there is a service that should be provided when you go somewhere. Now, if you are being impossible, then I think you should be treated accordingly. And that's how I treat my patients. If I come into your room and you're being impossible, I'm going to treat you accordingly. But if I come in there also, I'm trying, you trying, we're working together to get your, you know, healthcare where it should be. That's how it should be. But if you like, oh, can you fucking lift my table, grab my cell phone, get my bag over there. I need some water. I need some ice chips. Like, listen, that's your nurse. Like, listen, I don't mind doing it.
Yeah.
If you're nice about it, but if you're just like barking orders like you at a fucking concierge hotel, I don't have to do it. Right, I don't have to. Listen, I try to help as much as I can. And when it's a gracious patient, like, yo, hey, man, I'm more than happy. I do everything. You want warm blankets, some ice chips, some water.
You have good bedside manner. From what you shared, it sounds like you have really good bedside manner.
A motherfucker the other day, and this is the real truth. It was a motherfucker in bed the other day, like, oh, I need some tissue. I was like, oh, some tissue right there on your fucking bedside table. Do you know this nigga did one of these? I can't reach it. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna call your nurse. I walked out the room. And I'm not, buddy, too much.
Yeah.
I'm not your fucking servant. If you need that tissue and it's in reach and you pretending like you can't fucking grab it, but you can walk to the bathroom. You can walk to the bathroom, but you can't reach it. You're not you got me fucked. I walked out that room. So I'll call your nurse, buddy. Guaranteed he got that tissue if he needed it when I left.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's shit like that. It just bothers me, but. Anyway, man, this has been a good pod. I'm starting to not breathe. I'm finna fucking. I'm suffocating in here.
I'm hearing the difference.
It's medication time. It's medication time, but I can't take that. I can't take the.
Ibuprofen?
I can't. That shit knocks me out, bro.
Yeah, you be asleep.
It knocks me out, bro.
You were sleeping so good.
Yeah, until I wake up, then it's like, oh, shit. But I do need some medication because I you know, talk about, and everybody knows what I mean. So it's been a great pod. The tears.
Yes.
You could go ahead and grab this tears.
It's local. Good though.
Let me finish.
Okay.
You could grab this local. You could grab this tears at your local BevMo or Total Wine. That is not an ad. Nobody's paying me. This is just where I found it. It's not bad. Just so we're clear, it's not bad. It's not great. I am not a professional when it comes to this.
Yeah.
I'm not a connoisseur of tequila at all at any point. But the homie said it was. He said it was good. He never tried it, by the way. And that's not my homie. It's just a nigga at my job. And he said, like, yo, and I just do this anyway. So I went ahead and bought it. It's only $300. It's nothing. That's not even a full shift. So it's not bad. I would try it. If you can try it without buying it, do that. That's what I'll say about it. Try it without buying it. And then make your decision. Like last night, I had a Japanese whiskey that we're gonna do on the pod soon as I can get hold of it.
Yeah,
it's called Hibiki. It's Harmony, and
that was good.
It was good. It was a good Japanese whiskey. I ended up buying a different Japanese whiskey it's trash. We'll do that one on the pod also. But so either way, this is good stuff. It's not bad. I personally would try it before you buy it.
There you go.
Try it before you buy it. And then if you try it, you like it, definitely buy it. I bought it. Look, I got it. Mm-hmm. I just bought it anyway. So it was good. So the pod's good. Pod's done. I had a great time. If y'all can hear, like, my shit is stuffing
you're
up.
You're going down fast.
Yeah. My shit is filling up in here, man. So we going to get out of here. I do want to say that the pod is 100% now on Spotify. It's there. You can find it. Jump in. Get it. If you just don't want to look at my ugly face and my fat belly, then you can just listen to me be ignorant. Or you can watch me be ignorant. I do both. I double, man. I'm
you all in there.
Yeah. I'm bi when it comes to being ignorant.
Man. Wow.
I'm bi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bi. So thank you all for listening,
yes,
man.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully I'm not stuffed up and I'm a little more entertaining. I'm sorry for my behavior today. I'm sorry.
You did amazing. Always. I think you did amazing.
Yeah, but I just always want to apologize. I'm just going to start apologizing at the end of these pods because listen, I'm ignorant.
Inevitably will say something.
I'm going to say something you ain't going to like. So, but when you hear the tagline at the beginning, you already know you finna hear some ignorant shit. It baffles me when a motherfucker listens and be like, I can't believe you said that ignorant shit. So you didn't listen to the beginning. I'm going to say something ignorant. So hopefully I was not offensive. If I was, I apologize. That's not my intent. We will see you guys again next week. Take a tease. Take a tease, baby.